Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Ellis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Gene Michael. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Peterson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Fritz Peterson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson takes first base on ball four. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Munson trying to get to third. Williams throws the ball into Melton, who tags Munson for the out. Mercer moves to second. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is hit by the pitch. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a line drive into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lanier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael strikes out. Hairman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Michael out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lanier moves to third. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Reichardt reaches second base with a double. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lanier fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Munson takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood fires to first and has Munson trapped. There's the throw to Morales, who tags Munson for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Mercer reaches second base with a double. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mercer moves to third. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Munson for a passed ball. Wood moves to second. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Allen reaches second base with a double. Wood scores. May goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Reichardt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0-for-1 in the game. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Andrews. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Michael moves to second. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peterson bunts towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a line drive towards left. May catches it and throws to second to double up Michael. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Munson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Mercer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Munson moves to second. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. White strikes out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Torres. Williams reaches second base with a double. Torres throws the ball into Michael, who tags Williams trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0-for-2 in the game. Michael hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael misplays the ball. That's an error on Michael. Allen moves to third. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Luis Alvarado pinch runs for Mike Andrews. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Luis Alvarado now playing second base. Jay Johnstone now playing center field. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peterson strikes out. Hermann drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Peterson out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Munson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Mercer takes first base on ball 4. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-3 in the game. Ellis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone bunts towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 3 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0 for 3 in the game. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lanier hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and New York Yankees, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.